The Navy and some environmental groups have reached a legal settlement over the use of sonar. That settlement allows the military to start using sonar in its big multinational training exercises going on near Hawaii. But NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports that the Navy will have to take some extra precautions to try to protect whales.
A judge had temporarily halted the Navy's use of the sonar because of concerns that using it could hurt whales. In the new settlement, the Navy agrees to do more to watch out for sea creatures during its war games in the Pacific. Sailors will have to keep a lookout from aboard ships and from planes flying above the exercises. They'll also have to listen underwater to try to detect the animals. And the Navy can't use sonar within 25 miles of the new marine monument around the northwestern Hawaiian islands.
It's not everything that we believe the Navy can and should do, but it's a step forward.
Joel Reynolds, a lawyer for the Natural Resources Defense Council, worked on the case.
But ultimately, the Navy can do more and it has to do more because high-intensity sonar is a dangerous technology, and there's simply no getting around that.
No Navy officials would speak on tape, but in written statements, they downplayed the concessions the military had to make and stressed the importance of using sonar in practice. Vice Admiral Barry Costello, the commander of the exercises, said sailors must train in real-world environments to make sure they can respond to real-world threats. He said sonar is the only technology capable of tracking down super-quiet modern submarines. In arguing their case, environmentalists pointed to examples where sonar seemed to cause whales to strand themselves in shallow water or even beach themselves. Some whales were killed. Scientists aren't sure what's behind this behavior, but environmental groups have been fighting through the courts for years to try to limit the Navy's use of sonar. The groups have another lawsuit pending in federal court that's designed to do just that. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
Thank you.